Well, getting underway about a week ago is Latin American Heritage Month at Minneapolis Public Schools. Approximately 19% of the NPS student population identifies their ethnicity as Hispanic, and we want to make sure that they feel recognized and celebrated during this month. And NPS's Office of Latina Achievement, otherwise known as OLA, exists to ensure that Latina students receive a high-quality education and equitable opportunities while celebrating the unique talents, cultures, and contributions they bring to the NPS community. And here to talk about Latin American Heritage Month is Marian Tizon, Director of the Office of Latina Achievement at Minneapolis Public Schools. Marian, welcome to the KBM Airwaves and NPS Voices, and good to talk with you. A lot of fun things happening for Latin American Heritage Month. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the invitation. Glad to be here. Well, this month we have a lot of things going on. We have individual schools are doing lots of celebrating, which is great to see. At the district level, we're having a big party on October 7th for our Latino families and students. And our office, OLA, which is the Office of Latin Achievement, is doing a literacy event. So for Latino identifying or Hispanic identifying students, family members, staff members, really the whole community is welcome to submit works, literary works. It could be a poem, it could be a piece of prose, a story, it could also be an audio clip if you prefer. And then we're hoping to present some of these stories and works during that October 7th celebration. As an office, we're also piloting some after-school programs for Latin and Hispanic identifying students. We have a lot of newcomers this year, new to country, new to MPS, and we're really excited to welcome them into our community. We've also been working on professional development with staff here and in collaborating also with community partners to really work on that community piece.
Awesome. What are some of the goals for OLA, would you say, have you guys set for yourselves this year?
Yeah, well, we have pretty lofty goals. We want to really support our community of students to better their achievement, academic achievement, and have more opportunities available to our community. We are, as an office, really working on understanding the situation of our students and families, and then offering programs to help and to support the community. Hopefully next year we'll be able to take these pilots and expand them to many more schools and many more people.
We are talking with Marian Tizon, Director of the Office of Latin Achievement at Minneapolis Public Schools. Just a couple of more items for her. And Marian, where can families go to learn more about the Office of Latin Achievement?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the easiest way to verbally tell you where you can go is our Facebook page. That would be a great place to start because we post all the things we're doing there with links. For example, we have a series of educational videos in Spanish about how to navigate the school system and the school where your child studies. And that Facebook page is www.facebook.com/OLAMPS all together. So you can find us there. We also have an email that you're welcome to email the team, which is mpsola@mpls.k12.mn.us. Sorry, our emails are complicated here.
Latin American Heritage Month happening right now. It got underway last week, September 15th, and it is running through October 15th, and Minneapolis Public Schools celebrating in a variety of different ways. Last thing for you, Marian, do you get a chance to, I know there's so much going on, and I know you guys are so busy over at OLA, but do you get a chance to take a moment and sit back and kind of appreciate how special this is and the opportunities that are being provided for students and families?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been very busy, but it's a really exciting time for us. You know, we're just getting started as an office, and so seeing our community and all of our different schools attending all these events is really great to see, because MPS is really working hard to support our Latino families and students this year, and I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Awesome. Again, Latin American Heritage Month happening right now, running through October 15th. And MPS's Office of Latin Achievement celebrating and providing a lot of resources and opportunities for students and families in Minneapolis Public Schools. Marion Tisson, Director of OLA, thanks for the time.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.